bit of disk space. Your processor has to be 1 GHz CPU or higher. Now, go ahead and back up the data that you have. You can either save your data on an external hard disk or on a cloud service such as Dropbox, Google Drive, or OneDrive. For Windows 8, you can simply back up personal files by clicking the File History button. You can also create a system image to back up everything on your computer, especially if you're using Windows 7 or 8. All you have to do is head to the control panel and then choose Backup Your Computer. On the left side of the screen, choose Create System Image and choose where you would like to save it. Updates. Before installing Windows 10, you have to make an update first. To do this, just follow the instructions here. If you're using Windows 7, go to the Start menu, Control Panel, System and Security, then Windows Update. For Windows 8, go to Start, PC Settings, Update and Recovery, Windows Update. For other versions, just wait for the computer to send a prompt about the update. Wait for the Windows 10 prompt. Time to install. Take note there are two ways to do this. Check out the first one here. You can try doing this. If your computer is running on Windows 7 or 8,